Missouri Net News is presented by Mango. The smell of rotten eggs is just one sign of a gas leak. If you smell gas, move fast and call your gas company.
Heavy rainfall expected this week could cause the Mississippi River to reach major flood stage in several eastern Missouri cities. A flood watch underway in western Missouri will expand to central and south central Missouri this afternoon. In the Kansas City area, up to 2-inch hail is possible, along with 3 to 4 inches of rain, major winds, and a few tornadoes. The Ozarks could get 2 to 4 inches of rain through Thursday. Southeastern Missouri could have 1 to 2 inches of rain from this week's system. The State Department of Transportation and the Missouri Insurance Coalition are backing primary seatbelt legislation. Raytown Democratic State Representative Jerome Barnes testified yesterday before a House committee on the bill, which would allow Missouri law enforcement officers to enforce the seatbelt law as a standalone offense.
I think sometimes safety should outrule and overrule, and I think this is a safety bill.
Missouri's Transportation System Task Force recommended a primary seatbelt law in 2018. The chairman of that task force, former State Representative Kevin Corlew, says states with a primary seatbelt law have a 7% greater use of seatbelts. Former Mississippi County Sheriff Corey Hutchison has been sentenced to 6 months in prison and 4 months of house arrest for fraud and identity theft.
According to the U.S. District Court in St. Louis, Hutchison illegally monitored the location of other law enforcement officers and civilians without a warrant by entering mobile telephone numbers into a law enforcement database. Investigators say that happened for a 3-year period during which he uploaded fraudulent documents into that database and got the location of more than 200 mobile phone users. This included time after being elected sheriff of Mississippi County. He resigned in November of 2018. Ashley Bird, Missouri Net.
The St. Louis Blues beat the Dallas Stars last night 4-3 in Game 3 of their Stanley Cup playoff series. The Blues are now ahead 2-1. St. Louis County has a new leader. Alisa Nelson files this report.
The St. Louis County Council voted 5-1 last night in favor of appointing Chairman Sam Page as the county executive. Page, a Democrat, replaces Steve Stanger, who resigned after a federal grand jury indictment for allegedly providing political favors in exchange for campaign donations. The council is required to fill the county's top position with a member of the same party vacating the spot. Page has been sworn in, and his term runs through the November 2020 election. Page was the 2008 Democratic nominee for lieutenant governor against Republican incumbent Peter Kinder. He's a former state representative from Creve Coeur. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
An investigation is underway into the death of a Northwest Missouri man whose body was pulled Friday from Hideaway Lakes in Caldwell County. Autopsy results are pending for 30-year-old Austin Kincaid of Rayville. This is news on Missouri Net.